I want to tell the story that I tried, I failed, but I picked myself back up and then I did this. That's the story I want to tell. Not that my life was perfect. It certainly has not been. But that I just kept going.
And I'm so thankful that whatever day that was, that you were like, why don't we just start a podcast? And if it hadn't been for someone else where it's like, okay, if you're going to jump in, I'll jump in too, not knowing, I would still probably be on the sideline wondering why things haven't worked out.
There were things that I wanted them to know for sure, that hard work will equal success. I wanted them to see that if they kept with something, that they could keep with something and they weren't going to give up. But I also wanted them to learn the lesson that if they needed to give up and move on to something else, that they could.
And I remember at one point, this advice just came out of me. And I was like, whenever you come to a decision point where you're really not sure what to do, for example, he was with this girl and he's like, I don't know, should I pursue her? Should I just let her go? And I was like, live your life / write your story in a way that...
Welcome to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. Join Dr. Allison House of House Dental in Scottsdale and Sean Zios, founder of Zana, as they lead dentists deeper along the journey of authenticity to reach greater fulfillment in their professional lives and to deliver remarkable patient experiences.
So Sean, I've been thinking about the concept of legacy. And as my kids become adults, I want to make sure that when they see this podcast or my grandchildren see this podcast, that I've said something important, that I've left a legacy of who I am and what I believe in, and it's something that's positive. I don't want it to be negative. And the reason I keep thinking about this is because my dad passed away in 2020, and I haven't really heard his voice in a long time. And he was a physical therapist and a weightlifting coach, and he did all kinds of things. And so he had DVDs made of him coaching weightlifting. So I ordered some from Coaching Choice. Took 3 months. That's not good. But 3 months to get there. And then I had to find a DVD player. But I finally got it all together, and I got to play his voice and watch his coaching. And it was tremendous for me just to hear his voice and the way that he looked. This is from the 90s. It's a legacy. That I get to see him and hear him and, yeah, remember who he was.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I never met my grandfather on my dad's side, but my dad has one cassette that has his voice, and I still haven't heard it yet, but he guards this one cassette saying, hey, grandpa's voice is on it. And again, we don't have a cassette player either. But to think that in a different day and age, it might have just been a voice. And now, because of the way that media has evolved, we have an opportunity to not just have our voice, but also, you know, as much of our likeness as possible with video. And I was thinking even when I was thinking like different services I could put together that had to do with interviewing. And I think there's actually a massive market out there for people that would like to create legacy videos for their loved ones, you know.
Absolutely. So Mark and I did this when Mark's grandparents came and lived with me. So I had my son and I was still in dental school, and Mark lived in Atlanta at the time. They came and lived with me for 6 weeks. And at the end of that, we had our recorder, which was terrible. I mean, the video's terrible, but I get to hear their voices. And they told the story of how they met. They told the story of what happened in World War II when the sirens went off and they got called because Pearl Harbor had been bombed. Just the legacy of that. I have no pictures of my grandfather. There's no video. He died way before I was born. So I don't have that. But to have that from them is amazing. I think it's a huge service. I think that people would love to hear, from the past.
And it's one of those things that, you know, my mom passed away in 2019. And because of the circle we were in, you know, being in faith that she was going to survive or that she was going to make it, it made it so that we didn't do any preparations for the bad outcome that could happen if she didn't make it. And because of that, we don't have, you know, what would grandma have said about this? Or she wasn't grandma, she was Mimi to my kids. And And she was one that was always like in the background. So she didn't actually want to be when we were recording or take, like she didn't want to be in the shot. So we don't actually have a lot of footage of her.
That is such a problem. Okay, so I have to just do this public service announcement for women. You always hate the way you look, always. And when you look back 20 years, you're like, I looked great. Oh my gosh, I wish there were pictures of me in my 20s and 30s. What was wrong with me? Take your picture, get in the bathing suit, whatever it is, because this happens all the time. There are no pictures of mom. There's no video of mom. It's not good. So just get over yourself and go ahead and do it. Public service announcement.
It's such an interesting thought what you were just saying. It's like, okay, you need to do a future self and imagine, you know, 70-year-old Allison is going to be like, man, 50-year-old Allison looked good.
Because it's perspective.
And 50-year-old Allison was like, 30-year-old Allison looked amazing. But 30-year-old Allison's like, I'm not 19 or 21 or like.
Right. I don't look like I did in my 20s. Of course you don't. But you appreciate that more and more as you get older. You need to take the picture because your kids want to remember you that way. They want to see you in the pictures. It's important.
So when it comes to legacy, is it odd to you that you've poured out so much into this profession that you love, dentistry, and yet it wasn't something that either your son or daughter ended up following in those footsteps?
Well, you'll remember that I told them not to. So I told them not to be a dentist unless it was absolutely their dream and they loved it. And neither one of them really loved it. So that's fine. I didn't think that they were going to be dentists. My parents never dreamed that I would be a dentist. They wanted me to be a physical therapist like both of them. But that doesn't mean that this isn't important, that there isn't a legacy here for them to hear just about who I am and what my life has looked like. So even if it isn't exactly driven towards them, I think that it's a legacy. They get to see me, just like I get to see my dad, even though I'm a weightlifting coach, but not like him. But I get to see him and him talking and who he was. And he was an amazing person.
I know when it comes to legacy, part of my decision frameworks for how I live my life now is that question. And it's interesting. I was hiking with my dad on the Superstition Mountains, and we were hiking with some guy that was probably maybe only like 5 years younger than me, but he didn't really know what he wanted in life. You know, he wasn't married. You know, I was already married, had 5 kids, and you could tell he was just trying to figure it out. And he was just super open to advice from me, advice from my dad. And my dad just naturally assumes this like fatherly role into any young man's life. And we just started speaking into his life. So the guy ended up just staying with us to hike with us. And I remember at one point, this advice just came out of me. And I was like, whenever you come to a decision point where you're really not sure what to do, for example, he was with this girl and he's like, I don't know, should I pursue her? Should I just let her go? Like, you know, because she's a little unsure. And I was like, live your life / write your story in a way that you're actually proud to tell your grandkids. You know, if this could be their, you know, your kid's future mom, then be like, yeah, I went after mom. She was a little insecure. She wasn't really sure, maybe because I wasn't showing interest, but I realized I was crazy about her and I was not going to let her go. Instead of, well, I just kind of sat back and then she came back into my life a month later. Like, that's okay, but.
But that's not the story you want. It's not the story she wants. Yeah.
And I feel like it's such a great framework because at certain decision points, it's like, am I proud to tell the story? You know, if I was up in the plane skydiving and I decided not to jump because I was too scared, is that the story I want to tell? You know, I want you guys to jump when you get to a place in life where you're not really sure. But when it came down to it, I didn't. But I really want you to. Like, that is a way you could encourage someone. Say, hey, learn from my mistakes. But it'd be so much better to be like, you know what? I was scared. I was unsure. I was at the edge and I went for it. And it was an amazing, exhilarating time. And that's the same thing when it comes to business. Do you want to tell people every single time it came to a point where you were unsure and you didn't know? You did nothing? You just wallowed back in fear and insecurity and indecisiveness because you weren't certain it was going to be successful? I don't want to write that story.
I don't want to write that story either. Gosh, as you said all of that, I keep thinking about my dad and all the things that he did. And I had a friend. I've been through some trials and tribulations lately, and they've been really challenging for me. And I was talking to my friend, and he said, when I thought I was going to die, he had cancer and he thought he was going to die. He said, I looked back at my life and I didn't regret anything that I did. I regretted things that I didn't do. So that is the lesson to look back at. You don't want to look back to your life with regret. You know, I could have done that. I should have done that. And sometimes you do things and it didn't turn out well, but that's okay. That's a good story too. But it isn't that I was too afraid. I was too afraid to confront the problem. I was too afraid to jump. I was too afraid to try something new. And so I lived in a way that wasn't authentic for myself. I don't want to tell that story either. I want to tell the story that I tried, I failed, but I picked myself back up and then I did this. That's the story I want to tell. Not that my life was perfect. It certainly has not been. But that I just kept going.
I feel like that's the story you have been living. And I know, I don't know, what do we say? I've known you now like 8 or 9 years?
I think so, yeah.
And I see you as a, obviously way more than a dentist, but as a professional that's willing to keep trying, keep going for it, where there's so many times you could have just settled and you haven't. And I know by my natural default is actually, I'm very cautious. And I think part of it's that I had an older brother that split his head open 4 or 5 times, you know, during the family events would be the one that would jump off the swing higher than anyone else and then break his arm and climb higher, but then fall out of the tree. Like he was always pushing the boundary and getting hurt because of it.
But who is he today?
I mean, yeah.
I bet he's a go-getter.
Oh, absolutely. And I admire that so much about my brother. But at the same time, as the younger brother, I was like, oh, maybe don't climb that high or maybe don't go that fast. Maybe don't do the things that would cause you to split your head open. So I think there's just like it kind of baked in this caution into me. And I like being prepared and having everything figured out. And the reality is you don't ever get everything figured out, especially now with the speed of just everything that's changing. So I have to like intentionally keep reminding myself, like, Sean, live more bold, live with greater courage.
I guess I didn't see that for you though. I said, hey, let's build a studio. And you're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. And then you just did it. So yeah, when it's something that you want, you just go for it.
Okay, so even that though, I was like, is this, like I sat on it for like maybe a week and a half because I was really excited about it, but I was like, I don't know, maybe this isn't the right move. Maybe I had such a bias toward it because I actually, the second I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Like if you're given the green light, I think we can make this happen. But even that, it's just, there's this weird, like, I'm always wondering, is it the right decision? And then all these different pieces fell together the last few weeks where I've like realized, oh my gosh, this 100% was the right decision. But I didn't know that when you said it and then I kind of agreed with it. I wasn't positive then that it was the right move. And it only came in, as we moved into it, did I start realizing, oh my gosh, this was 100% the best direction and investment and decision. And obviously only time's going to either confirm that, which I know it will.
We don't know anything. I mean, that's a reality. We have no idea what the future holds. But if we hadn't done it, I think we would have been sorry. There would have been a look back like, oh, we could have taken another step and we didn't. So sometimes you just go for it. And it doesn't always work out. But a lot of times if you keep pushing, it does. When my kids were little, I took this parenting class. And they said to make a list of qualities that you want your kid to have when they're 18. And it wasn't like go to Harvard or, you know, be the captain of the football team. It was a bunch of qualities that you wanted them to have. And when I sat down and made the list, there were things that I wanted them to know for sure, that hard work will equal success. That was one of the things I wanted them to learn. I wanted them to see that if they kept with something, that they could keep with something and they weren't going to give up. But I also wanted them to learn the lesson that if they needed to give up and move on to something else, that they could. And those are just a few lessons that I really wanted to make sure that when they graduated from high school, they had those lessons, and they're cheap lessons in high school and middle school. They're expensive lessons as you get older. But that's one of them. You know, if something isn't working for you, you need to be able to pivot. You need to know when to say when and move. But you also need to know that sometimes you just keep pushing forward. Like the Rocky story, you know, life is hard. And the people that win, the winners are the ones that can just keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Well, that's why I'm thankful for this podcast, because you just had an opportunity right now to share about that. And someday, whether it's grandkids, you know, they'll get to be like, oh, wow, this is what, whatever you go by, but believed in.
Yeah. This is what grandma believed in. But I wonder about my great grandkids. And of course, they'll laugh and be like, oh, you guys were on the internet. Look at those microphones. How ridiculous are you? I'm sure that'll be part of it. But there'll also be this, hey, look at what she did and what that world was like. And that's important. And I'm sure the evolution of thinking will make it different. Maybe some of the things that I've said will be dated and not make sense, but some of it will make sense.
Okay. I think we started either August or November of 2019.
It was right before your birthday. Yes.
Oh, really?
So I think it was in July. Yeah.
Okay. So that means we just went on 6 years?
Yeah.
I was thinking
we're an overnight
five.
Success 6 years later.
Well, but that's the kind of the whole point is that when we started, I don't know how I was okay with using the microphone we used, but I don't think it didn't bother me at the time because it was the best we could do.
And there weren't a lot of dental podcasts in 2019. So we kind of tried it out. I don't think this kind of setup even would have existed. And podcasts were only audio. I mean, there's just a lot of evolution, and there will continue to be. That's what's interesting.
And I think that only comes from first stepping out, getting in the game, and then allowing yourself to kind of grow as you learn more. Like, I didn't know about good sound treatment. I didn't know about great lighting. I didn't know about how to use, we didn't know how to incorporate even video at the time. And yet it didn't stop us from saying, I think this is a direction that's good. Let's step into it. And I think with legacy, part of kind of why I'm saying that is like, if someone doesn't have a message that they know they want to be sharing perfectly, you know, just start sharing it imperfectly. Just start sharing it. You know, I don't feel super called and led to be a writer. I feel led to be more of a speaker. As I'm saying that, I'm probably going to be submitting an article soon to one of the publications that, you know, a door opened up for that. But that's just because I want to use my voice and my message to influence and help other people kind of get out of their own way. Because I know that's been a temptation for me, is to stall, procrastinate, keep thinking that I'm not ready, that my voice isn't ready, or some ridiculous belief that keeps me hiding, that keeps me on the sideline. And I'm so thankful that whatever day that was that you were like, why don't we just start a podcast? And if it hadn't been for someone else where it's like, okay, if you're going to jump in, I'll jump in too, not knowing, I would still probably be on the sideline, wondering why things haven't worked out, wondering why I haven't yet figured everything out. And here, 6 years later, this is still happening simply because we made that decision. Let's go for it. So even to our listeners, it's like, as we're thinking of legacy, it's like, yeah, what's the message that's in you that you can just start sharing in some way? Like, we're talking to dentists here. You know, not everyone has the opportunity, but even that, there's so many podcasts out there. Maybe you're like, well, yeah, I'm not really ready to be interviewed. Maybe you are.
If you work with patients, you have an opportunity to talk. You've learned things from patients. You've learned things from your family, from dental conferences. You are just full of information. And whether at the beginning of the career or at the end of your career, there's still lots of information that you can share. So you share it with your patients, and then you share it with your children. And when it resonates, those are messages you want to share with lots of people. And some messages may not resonate. You know, I've said things, people are like, I don't know about that. And it wasn't a message that meant something to them. And then I've said other things that people are really inspired. And then you say those again. So you learn what's important and what you want your legacy to be. And it just keeps evolving. But for anyone who's thinking about their legacy and living their life, you want to live your life in a way that yeah, you're going to be proud of and that you want your grandchildren to hear about.
Thank you for listening to the Authentic Dentist Podcast. To join Allison and Sean on this journey, hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode. Here's to your success. Express yourself fully. Live authentic.